This goes to Justine, J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Bollinger, B-O, O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Brenda, last name Sexton, S like Sam, E-X-T-O-N like November, date of birth 1/11/1961. Dear Miss Bollinger, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Sexton with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, desquamative interstitial pneumonitis, oxygen dependent, and small left kidney. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. Since that time, she has lost 9 pounds, which is excellent. That should help her blood sugar control and overall may help her breathing also if she can continue to lose weight. She has been intolerant of statins, although she is a person that has extremely high cholesterol levels as well as triglyceride levels. And we did talk about the danger of leaving those untreated during this visit. Lately, she's had wheezing and coughing, and she's on doxycycline and a prednisone taper currently. And since her last visit, she was started on Amaryl 1 milligram daily for blood sugar control. She's on metformin also 1,000 milligram once a day. Other medications include Lasix 40 milligram daily. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent once a day. Losartan is 50 milligram once a day. She's on multiple supplements and no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No flank pain. And no current hemoptysis. She does have chronic dyspnea, and she is oxygen dependent, and she has edema of the lower extremities. Physical exam, weight 277 pounds, and blood pressure 165 over 85 at her home using her cuff. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 7th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.39, and that shows an estimated GFR of 43. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 21, glucose was 221, cholesterol 440, triglycerides were 1,338. HDL cholesterol is 44. They're unable to do the LDLs due to the high triglyceride levels. The very low density lipoproteins were elevated at 268. And the cholesterol to HDL ratio is extremely high at 10. Thyroid studies were normal. Vitamin D level normal. Phosphorus 4.0. Hemoglobin 12.7, white count 11.9, and platelets 445,000. Urinalysis, negative for blood, 3 plus protein, 2 plus glucose. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 403. And we did review her kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That was done 5/19 of 2023. Right kidney was normal-sized at 11 centimeters. Left kidney slightly small, 9.8 centimeters. She had a simple right cyst noted. Pre-void bladder was only 22 mLs, and she was able to empty that fully. And they did incidentally find diffuse fatty liver on the scan. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, We also found a small right kidney and a simple small left kidney, but a simple right kidney cyst, which are always benign, the cysts. And an incidental finding on the ultrasound was fatty liver, and it said diffuse fatty liver. That would probably be wise to either refer to a liver specialist or possibly monitor labs and regularly every 3 months, and then ultrasounds could be checked annually if you're comfortable with that. We will continue to check labs for renal function every 3 months. We would like her to improve her blood sugar control as well as improve blood pressure control. And she's going to, we did discuss possibly using one of the injectable medication for the very high triglycerides and high cholesterol, such as Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. But that is very expensive also, and the patient may not be able to afford that, as she tells me she's now in the coverage gap with her Medicare prescription plan. So if no one had samples, that's probably not even possible at this point. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.